at our wedding, ingenuous child. The scorpion opens the ball. But that will do. You won't have the scorpion. Then I turn the grasshopper. Eric! Enough! I was crying out in concert with Christine. Monsieur de Chagny was still on his knees, praying. Eric, I have turned the scorpion. Oh, the second through which we passed. Waiting, waiting to find ourselves in fragments amid the roar and the ruins. Feeling something crack beneath our feet, hearing an appalling hiss through the open trap door, a hiss like the first sound of a rocket. It came softly at first, then louder, then very loud. But it was not the hiss of fire. It was more like the hiss of water. And now it became a gurgling sound. Guggle, guggle. We rushed to the trap door. All our thirst, which vanished when the terror came, now returned with the lapping of the water. The water rose in the cellar above the barrels, the powder barrels. Barrels, barrels, any barrels to sell? And we went down to it with parched throats. It rose to our chins, to our mouths, and we drank. We stood on the floor of the cellar and drank. And we went up the stairs again in the dark, step by step, went up with the water. The water came out of the cellar with us and spread over the floor of the room. If this went on, the whole house on the lake would be swamped. The floor of the torture chamber had itself become a regular little lake in which our feet splashed. Surely there was enough water now. Eric must turn off the tap. Eric, Eric, that is water enough for the gunpowder. Turn off the tap, turn off the scorpion. But Eric did not reply. We heard nothing but water rising. It was halfway to our waists. Christine, cried Monsieur de Chagny. Christine, the water is up to our knees. But Christine did not reply. We heard nothing but the water rising. No one, no one in the next room, no one to turn the tap, no one to turn the scorpion. We were all alone in the dark, with the dark water that seized us and clasped us and froze us. Eric! Eric! Christine! Christine!